One of the greatest moments of the Fan Morning Show in our brief history was last summer, when we had the Young Money family live in studio. Now here's two-thirds of us right here back just to talk to you. What do you think?
Well, it's just amazing. You know, it's been a year now. The growth, the development, the process, the journey. It's all fun. You know, it's all in the midst of the process and us being better.
Now, were you sick of people saying, you're close to breaking one. I know you're going to break one. You're going to bring one back on a punt return. It's a kickoff return. It's going to happen. When you scored that touchdown, you're thinking, finally, I don't have to answer that question any longer.
Not really. You know, I'm always feeling like we could do it, and I'm always feeling the same way. It's just a matter of time of being relaxed and letting it come to me.
Now, Ben was saying that you're like, and he meant this in a flattering way, like a gnat on the sidelines, and like he's there and you're standing, you're in his ear all the time. How do those conversations go, and what are some of the things that you're trying to learn from him about what he wants you to do?
Well, I'm just trying to get in his ear, you know, see what he's thinking, you know, make sure I'm on the same page with him. So I'm always asking him questions, you know, I'm always seeing what he's thinking, and I'm always, you know, just kind of getting his head, you know, because if I could be on the same page with him, then we could be on one rhythm, and I could be able to make some plays.
Here's the obligatory short week question. Do you like this short week? Do you enjoy it, or is it a big challenge for you?
It's always a challenge. You know, you got to embrace it. You got to enjoy it, and something I look forward to. You know, you got to keep your mind sharp in the midst of we're not going to bang each other around or practice the way we will. You know, you just got to be a professional.
Now, were you aware the other morning that we called you out? You were like retweeting everybody, and so Greg and I sent you tweets, and we were trying to get you to call our show. Were you aware of that?
Yeah.
No, we sent you a tweet to try to get, you know, to try to get you to call in the show, and of course it failed miserably.
You guys got to send it to my DM. You know, sometimes I get so many retweets, I couldn't even look at it and see it. So
you follow me? I don't get very.
I follow Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he doesn't follow me.
Yeah, see, that's right. Don't follow him. It's not worth it, really.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a word to the wise. Now we know. But you guys have a pretty good thing going here, where there have been some games where it looks like you're getting open, and then the last game, Mike was the guy. Is that a pretty good system you guys have going now?
Definitely. It's all about us winning. And, you know, as long as we all make those necessary plays when it's called upon ourselves to put our team in a good position to win, that's all we can ask for.
All right, one more Twitter question here. When you're on that Twitter account, you're looking at all those things. Does it get kind of crazy on there with all the people that are going at you, especially with all the success you have?
It's fun, you know, to see the people, what they think, and to let you know they're watching and how serious they take it. So it's important to get back to the fans, to interact, something fun.
Now, besides me, do you have stalkers?
Probably so.